Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Joe. Grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Today, we're here to share insight into my thoughts on the overuse of positive thinking, navigating life's complexities beyond simplistic optimism. So grab a cup of coffee or tea if you choose, and let's unravel this together. In recent years, maybe not so recent, for quite some time, the mantra of positive thinking has become a cornerstone in personal development and mental wellness practices. Advocates speak to it as a universal remedy for life's troubles, urging individuals to simply think positive and speak positive to overcome their challenges. While the intention behind promoting positivity is commendable, this approach can sometimes be overused and misunderstood, glossing over the complexities of human emotions and the intricacies of life's challenges. So let's delve into why life requires more than just positive thinking, emphasizing the importance of learning to navigate through difficulties, finding solutions, coping mechanisms, and fostering deeper understanding and awareness of ourselves and others. So the misrepresentation of positive thinking. At its core, positive thinking encourages individuals to maintain an optimistic outlook on life, focusing on good outcomes rather than dwelling on negative ones. However, this concept has often been oversimplified in popular culture, leading to a widespread belief that positive thinking alone can solve all problems. This is a misrepresentation, and it ignores the multifaceted nature of human experiences, where emotions like sadness, fear, and anger play crucial roles in our psychological development and survival. For example, when someone is mourning a death, there are stages of grief that are necessary to go through, and we don't always go through them in order. We go through them in an order that is in line with us, depending on the circumstances. But really think about that. If you're going to tell someone that is mourning the death of their spouse, for example, someone very close to them, that they should just get over it and think positively, that's not kind, and it's incorrect, and it's not healthy. It's healthy to go through the emotions because there are stages of emotions that we go through for particular reasons that help us heal and move on. And when we don't heal these areas of our lives, we don't really move on. I've seen this a lot with clients over the years that are stuck. They're still struggling. And often, one of the factors that is causing them to feel all sorts of guilt and frustration is this positive thinking trend, which is a good concept. It's just very misrepresented and overused. My thoughts, my perspective, not necessarily correct, but it is a view to perhaps take a look at and manage for yourself. So carrying on, the purpose of having emotions is a human experience. And the lesson in emotions is learning how to handle them and manage them. They're there for a reason. The pressure of positive thinking can create feelings of guilt or weakness when faced with other emotions, and this can in fact intensify those emotions. The complexity of human emotions. Well, they're complex, and they serve as indicators of our well-being, signaling to us when we need to pay attention to certain aspects of our lives. By oversimplifying the approach to just think positive, we risk invalidating genuine feelings of distress, anxiety, and sorrow. These emotions are not just obstacles to be brushed aside with positive thoughts. They are essential components of our individual emotional footprint or blueprint. They offer valuable insight into our deepest needs and concerns. They also offer valuable insight into something that may still be stuck and not overcome, and you might not be aware of it. Sometimes our negative emotions are literally trying to tell us something important, and we are just not listening. I remember many years ago when I was still dating and telling my girlfriend that when the man I was dating talked, I felt this crazy thing coming from my belly that I just wanted to punch him. And it really troubled me because I'm not a violent person at all. And the funny thing, though, she pointed out something that I often said, which was, perhaps my instinct is trying to tell me something. And it actually was. He and I just did not fit. I was kind of trying to make him fit, and I'm not really like that either. He seemed nice. He seemed to have some thoughts that were open to areas in life, such as positive thinking, spiritual philosophies that I have, and it just bugged me. Every time he was talk about it or something in that vein, it drove me crazy, and I couldn't figure it out until that day that my girlfriend said, well, maybe it's your instinct trying to tell you something. And it was. It was just saying, he drives me crazy. I can't handle it. He's fluffy in his philosophy of the new thought era of positive thinking, manifesting, spiritual connection, etc., than I am. And in general, a good guy. But that part drove me nuts. It was fluffy. And it just didn't feel comfortable. And I'm not sure that that was the entire thing that was making me feel that way. It was probably that part that I could see finally that said, as a whole, this just isn't working. Sometimes it just doesn't work. But I did feel guilty. And that's why I was having the conversation with my girlfriend, because I felt bad. I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. So let's delve into beyond positive thinking and embracing emotional depth. Life is not a single straight road journey of constant happiness and success. You know it, I know it, everyone knows it. And even the very, very successful people who we believe are extraordinarily successful and perhaps lucky, they have some stories of their own where they struggled and strived and had disconnections. Anyways, like I said, it's not a simple road of constant happiness. And it's a waving, turning, ever-changing layering of experiences that include loss, failure, heartache, pain, discomfort. I mean, how are you supposed to know don't do something if you don't feel some of these moments? It's like the theory of, if you put your hand on the stove when it's hot and you burn yourself, you're probably going to think about not putting your hand on the stove again, right? That's a simple way of giving an example, but you know what I mean. Positive thinking, when overused, can create a false sense of security, leading individuals to feel inadequate or guilty when they are unable to maintain a cheerful disposition in the face of real adversity. The true challenge lies in acknowledging our emotional depth, allowing ourselves to feel a full range of emotions without judgment, and understanding that these feelings are temporary and manageable. As I say that, I'm going to add this. It's also about allowing others to do the same. My husband, I'll talk about him a lot throughout of these things because, you know, he's in my life and he's a large factor in my life. And he is lovely. He wants me to be happy all the time. And it's not for himself. He just wants me to be happy. And I wake up on the wrong side of the bed sometimes. That's just life in general, you know? And I'm cranky. And he doesn't like it. And it's not that he's rude about it. He actually is constantly trying to make me laugh or giggle or do something to just lighten me up because he wants me to be happy. And I'm constantly saying, can you just let me have the feeling? Whatever's going on, I don't know what it is or where it's coming from, but can you just let me have it so that I'll get over it? And he's like, no, I want you to be happy. I'm like, okay, well, you're making me pissed off, so stop. And it becomes funny. And in the end, it sort of works, but he understands. Leave me alone. I'll chill out. Everything will be okay. Maybe I got to rationalize something or let something bubble its way up to the surface. And then I go, oh, that's what's bothering me. Or maybe I just didn't sleep very well. Who knows? Guilt is an underlying consequence when one is faced with anger, for example. However, beliefs in positive thinking and speaking, it becomes hard to justify feelings of anger, which are often a natural response to many situations and is a part of the natural journey of healing loss. I know this firsthand as I went through a lot of this when I had PTSD for 3 years. That story is another story, and it's over at Anxiety Mindset Diaries if you're interested for more on that. But I'll tell you this, during that time, I didn't know what positive thinking was, and there was a lot of guilt and a lot of pain and a lot of suffering because I do believe in positive thinking to a degree. I just think that we're over pushing it. And we're not realistic sometimes in how we're representing it out there to people who are in need and looking for help, especially in mental health, wellness, just getting over anxieties in life in general. The role of coping mechanisms and solutions, very important. Acknowledging the limitations of positive thinking opens the door to exploring more effective coping mechanisms and solutions. This involves developing resilience, learning to adapt to changing circumstances, and finding constructive ways to address problems. It requires a balance of optimism and realism, where we can maintain hope for the future while also taking concrete steps to deal with the present. It's funny, as I'm saying this, recording this right now, I remembered a story. I'm going to throw my son under the bus a little bit. Hopefully he's not pissed at me, but it's a story actually that a lot of people go through at some point in their lives where they're struggling financially. Something's going on, kind of struggling back and forth. Most people either are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck or have done that, especially when we're young and we're trying to just get somewhere. We're starting off in life. Anyways, my son used to call me every once in a while and flip out. And he would be angry, upset, frustrated, you name it, to the moon and back. And we would have long conversations about what was going on and what was happening. And I would say, okay, what I hear now is, yes, you're struggling. I understand this. I've been there. It sucks. However, I don't think you understand what you need really to get out of this battle. And so I think you should sit down and get some paper and write down, you know, what things cost and what kind of things you want to do and what they cost. And figure out how much money you think you need a month to take care of your bills and keep the roof over your head and food in your fridge and also to enjoy your life a little bit. So figure out what that number is because you can't actually change the situation until you know what that number is. And then you can start to figure out what you can do to create that number, that income, flow of money in your life. Now, I know this because I did this. My husband and I did this when we were first together. We sat down and went through everything and said, okay, so what do we really need to be comfortable, you know, month to month kind of thing? And we found a number back many years ago. And once we knew that number, life just slowly started to move in that direction, whether we were doing things to make that happen or life in general just started to move in that direction. So there is a little bit of energy to figuring stuff out, I believe. And it's not just about positive thinking, you see what I'm saying? It was about creating a solution. If you don't know the number and you just stick with what you've got, you're always going to be doing that. You're always going to be feeling that. And you're always going to be hitting the wall. So you need to break through the wall by figuring out how to do that. The importance of self-awareness and empathy, a critical aspect of navigating life's complexities, is the cultivation of self-awareness and empathy. Understanding our own emotions helps us to recognize our triggers and our patterns, allowing for healthier responses to challenges. Similarly, empathy towards others enriches our relationships and fosters a supportive community where individuals can share their experiences and learn from each other without the pressure of having to be a certain way or behave a certain way. The other thing about that that I'm going to say in general, in the perspective of supporting each other, sometimes it isn't what it looks like. And we have an expectation of everybody being happy. And when they're not, it affects us. This happened many, many years ago when I was in management. And I worked for London Drugs. And I used to come in and, hey, and say hi to everybody and check on things, see what's going on, and was always pleasant. There was one day in particular, I don't remember what was going on in my life exactly at that time, but I was in my head thinking there must have been something challenging around me personally. And I didn't do what I normally did. It really affected the girls at the front counter because they were so used to me a certain way. And one in particular actually asked me if I was mad at her. And I was like, oh my God, no, why are you thinking that? She said, well, you just came in with this. You looked really cranky or when you came in and you kind of looked over, but you didn't say anything. And you normally are always like, hi, how's it going? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so in my head. I've been in my head all the way here. And I didn't mean for you to feel that way at all. There was nothing about you at all. Kudos to her for actually having the courage to talk to me about it, because she found out she was incorrect and that look on me didn't mean anything about her at all. It was me inside of my own mind, not being aware of my surroundings, which happens too, right? It's not always what it looks like. And this is also why we need to be mindful about allowing these emotions and perhaps asking some questions of ourselves and of others of what that emotion is. What is it? Where is it coming from? What's going on? Is it this? It looks like this. Oh, okay. It's not that. It's this. So while positive thinking has its place in promoting mental wellness, it is not a one-size-fits-all solution to life's challenges. Embracing the full spectrum of human emotions, developing resilient coping mechanisms, and fostering an understanding of ourselves and others are essential components of a balanced and fulfilling life. By moving beyond the overuse of positive thinking, we can navigate the complexities of life with more compassion, acknowledging that it's okay not to be okay, as long as we're moving forward with awareness and purpose. That's it for now. Thanks for joining me. If you have a specific topic you're interested in or wish for me to talk more about, please feel free to reach out. Until next time, take care and always believe you deserve good things in life, because you do. That's it for now. See you soon. Mm-hmm.